a bit sore, tired. It was a tough race. I didn't have like a really good prep, so and the pace was so fast, it's not for me. Coming down from 50k, it was a shock. So not happy to just stick to my own game plan, and pretty close to my PB, so I guess happy, but I think there's more to come in the future. So
absolutely more to come in the future. It's warm out. Well, you got a good sweat going, but you trained for that, right? I read you did some heat training.
Yeah, we've been in Spain all summer, so 30 degrees most days. So yeah, I didn't find it too hot really. It's just the pace is just a killer for me. Even just hearing the splits on the announcers, like 404, I'm like, whoa, not for me today, like, not. So yeah, I'm a little bit disappointed. I want to try and hang on for the automatic qualification for Budapest, but I think I was pretty close, so I should be around again for another season.
So that pace you were talking about, feeling pretty spicy out there, was that right from the beginning, or did it get to a point during the race where you were like, ooh, now it's starting to hurt?
All my splits were pretty good. I actually probably felt my worst after about 10k, and then there was a bit of mental mind games going on after that. I was like, oh no, this is way too long left to be suffering. But my legs came around again after about 15k, and then I was able to get back into the rhythm. So yeah, like, except for maybe the last couple of k, I was pretty consistent for the whole race.
And when it starts to hurt and when it starts to feel really hard, how mentally do you stay in the race and keep yourself moving forward?
I think I had my own goals as well. Like, so I wanted to aim for that kind of PB pace, so about 2:30, 2:32, and get the standard for Budapest. So that was kind of in my head all the way around. And then obviously trying to race with the people that are next to me as well. So I don't think too many people went past me in the last 10. So, you know, I didn't really die off. I just don't have the pace to really contest with the top guys.
Well, we're always proud to have you representing Ireland. What does it mean to you to be the only person out there representing your country?
Yeah, it's nice to be able to come out here and make sure there's representation in the race walk, because we have such a proud history. Like, as a country, we've only won, or only five people have won world medals, and three of them are race walkers. So it's a proud event for Ireland, so it's important that we have people representing and doing their best. So I hope I did okay.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Congratulations. Go rest. What does the rest of the day have in store for you?
Rest and maybe some cooling drinks later on. I won't.